Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. We are in the middle of doing some genealogy work. Join us. Today is part three. Well, hello. Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, language, genealogy, and share stories from our guests. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll explore Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll introduce you to some fun people and organizations who love their Hungarian heritage and share some great resources with you so you can get connected to your Hungarian heritage in a deeper way. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Hey there, this is part three of the Itsy Pitsy edition of the Hungarian Living Podcast on getting started with genealogy. I bet you're wondering why we're doing all these itsy-bitsy assignments. Well, let me tell you, if you are interested in getting a handle on your genealogy and you don't know where to start, tackling these itsy-bitsy assignments will help you get on your way. If you haven't listened to parts one and two, be sure to do that. Today's assignment is for you to track down the religious affiliation of the people you listed out in part one of this itsy-bitsy podcast. If you missed that assignment, there's a link to that podcast in the show notes. Knowing the religious affiliation of your people is important for a number of reasons, and particularly when you are trying to look through church records. Sometimes cemeteries are designated by religious affiliation. Sometimes knowing your religious affiliation helps us understand more about the religious habits and rituals of our ancestral families. In general, the more we know about our families, the more light is shed on their lives, and sometimes we not only understand them better, but it helps us understand ourselves. Be sure to check out thehungarianstory.com for more resources as you explore your Hungarian heritage. Stay tuned for part four of the Itsy Pitsy edition of the Hungarian Living Podcast on getting started with genealogy. Do you want to learn the Hungarian language, Hungarian history, or learn how to research the Hungarian side of your family? We've got you covered. Check out all our learning opportunities, as well as meaningful books and gifts at thehungarianstore.com. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast, please share it with someone you know who loves their Hungarian heritage. If you own a business and would like to talk about sponsoring an episode of the podcast, please contact us at podcast@hungarianliving.com for more information. Special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. We'll catch you next time.